Good morning. My name is Michelle McLeod, and I want to welcome you to our show, Mornings with Michelle. We're coming from Fallbrook, California, which is located North San Diego County. It's about 11 a.m. on Friday morning, March 4th. And I want to tell you what we're going to do here is to provide a perspective on the Southern California landscape, talk about any and all topics that might interest you, anything that relates to all facets of our landscape. We want you to get comfortable with things you didn't know before or thought were out of your scope. For example, adding a small fountain to your backyard, adding a bird bath, just little things. We want you to get enthused enough to put down your coffee and your newspaper. Remember what a newspaper is? Remember what's red and white and black all over? That's the newspaper. I know I read it. My children don't. And I wanted to introduce myself and give you a little bit of my background. I've been in the landscape industry for about 25 years. My husband and I started a company and have been selling and supplying rock to the landscape industry for 25 years. I've seen just about everything that you can do with a rock, good and bad, and I want to share some of that with you. We deal with landscape architects, we deal with landscape designers, contractors, municipalities, and the residential homeowner who doesn't know much but is really excited to do something different with their backyard. A little bit about me. This morning I was walking around by the pond. We have a pond out in the back it was a pretty big pond. It's about maybe 100 feet wide, long and wide. People usually talk about ponds in gallons, but I don't. I talk in lineal feet. It's shallow. It's got an island and a huge ficus in the middle. It's got catfish and koi, huge koi somebody gave us and just keep growing. But this morning I saw a belted kingfisher, which was actually, I heard it before I saw it. It's a small bird with an incredibly loud, raucous call. And we've seen snowy egrets out on the island. We've seen blue herons, green herons. We even had an osprey one year. And it's wonderful to see all the birds. I love the birds. But I'm a fish person, and I'm torn, because guess what all these birds have in common? That's right, they eat my fish. So it's a dilemma. It's a little bit like, what do you like better? Do you like milk chocolate almonds or dark chocolate almonds? I don't know. I can't choose. I love both the birds and the fish. But anyway, that's who I am. Unfortunately, I spend more time at work than I do at home. But every day, I still look at the projects I want to do at my house, especially on the weekends. I sort of like to talk about starting and finishing a project. That's one of my problems. Also, maybe we can cover some of the little known facts that would be good to know before you start out on a project, so you don't have the problem that one of my customers had with the DG that she used to replace her lawn. She took out her lawn in the front. She added some beautiful succulents. But then she gave me a call after we had a rain in January, and she said, after every rain, a lot of her DG had run off into the street. And I looked at what she'd done, and she hadn't thought at all about drains and about how water runs downhill. So all of her water came off her roof and ran directly across her new DG and out into the street. She just hadn't taken flow into consideration. That's one thing my dad taught me. Water runs downhill. So anyway, some of the other things I want to talk about maybe is the drought. That's on everybody's mind all the time. I think we have to realize that Southern California is a desert region, at least much of it is. I know recently I read in the paper that much of the rebate money for lawn replacement is dried up. But realistically, unless you've got 10,000 square feet of lawn that you want to replace, the cost to remove parts of the existing lawn and replace it with something else is still very affordable. Spring's on its way. The days are longer. They're warmer. It's still light at 6 o'clock, which is wonderful for me. I'm a day person. I know we're hoping for rain, but I think spring is coming to us. So maybe we want to sit back and look at our backyard. Look at your backyard, see what you think you want to do there. You want to stand back and assess the yard. You want to see what's doable and what's affordable and list some of the ideas and picture them in your head. Also, make sure that what you're thinking about makes sense to your family. You know, do you spend time outdoors? Is that where you want to put your money? What fits in your backyard? An area of my yard, I let my grass die, and then I planted succulents, and it looked gorgeous. But I failed to consider that my five golden retrievers want to dig up every plant I plant. So now it looks like a bomb went off. So, yeah, you need to be smarter than I was. You need to think ahead. Some of the other ideas we might want to talk about are small fountains, recycling small fountains, bird baths, horseshoe pits, maybe bocce ball courts, or I think actually it's a bocce court. I call it a bocce ball court, but I think it's a bocce court. A fire pit, an in-ground fire pit, or even more easily, a fire bowl or a fire table. But something that you can put in your backyard and have your family sit around and enjoy the sunset. A barbecue area, a small patio, and one of the greatest ones, a vegetable garden. Grow your own vegetables. Maybe a citrus grove. When we first moved to Fallbrook, I think we had over 100 trees in our grove. My husband now has left me five avocado trees. Well, that along with some root rot issues. But anyway, he calls it crop rotation. I don't know how big a grove needs to be to call it a grove, how many trees you have, but in my mind, four trees can be a grove. Everybody needs to be able to walk around their backyard, whether it's a grove or a backyard, doesn't make any difference. But one of the ways to get around a backyard in a good way is on decomposed granite pathways, DG pathways. When you talk about decomposed granite, some people refer to decomposed granite as DG. Some people call it dirt in which nothing will grow. Some people think that it is just one step away from concrete, but it's not. It's a natural surface that is porous, allows for rainwater to recharge groundwater. It has got low installation costs, and it's an inform makes a great informal pathway and is easy to install. It's a great product. Couple things about DG. Decomposed granite comes in lots of different colors, but the true DG is normally a gold or a tan. The colored DGs, and I use the term DG loosely because really what they are is fines, mechanically produced fines. When a quarry crushes rock, it starts with the big pieces and goes to the smaller pieces, and at the very end, these little fines drop out after they've crushed the 3/4, then the 3/8. And the fines that drop out are what we call stone fines or stone dust. And in a loose term, we call it decomposed granite. It all makes great pathways. A couple things you can do to it is you can add a binder to it so that it really sort of glues it together. And there's two different kinds of binder. We have an organic binder, which is our soil secure, which you add at we add here at the yard, and then we deliver it to you already with the material in it, with the binder in it, and then you install it. Or you can have something, we use something called Marlock, which is a inorganic material that is added to water and then is sprayed on and installed. The easiest way is honestly is just to get it with the binders, with the soil secure, the organic binder in it. Colors, again, we have all kinds of different colors, gray, gold, pink, brown. There's just a huge assortment of colors. One downside to a decomposed pathway is that it does scarify. It does kind of the little small pieces fall off, and it can be tracked into the house. So, like any situation, if you've got kids wearing tennis shoes and they're picking up pieces from the pathway, they may track it into the house. So just be sure you got some good mats outside. The installation is easy. Basically, what you do is you lay out the location of your path. You have to use some sort of edge restraints or bender board to keep the material constrained. After you figure out where you want the path, you lay down the bender board, you excavate underneath to down to a couple of inches. You want to be able to have a base underneath, a good base, so that the water will drain, any rainwater will actually drain through the DG and down into the base material. But then once you receive the material, you install it in the pathway, you wet it, and then you compact it. And realistically, it sounds easy. It is easy. It takes a little bit of back work, and some planning, but it's definitely a doable project. Everything we've talked about this morning is available on our website at southwestboulder.com. Also, find us on Facebook, and if you want to see some great images, go to Howe's Southwest Boulder. You have a great weekend, and I look forward to getting together every Friday morning at 11. See you next Friday.